Okay, so today first what we will know is the story of Parikshit Maharaj. Okay, first we will know who is Parikshit Maharaj, and first we will try to understand the background behind Srimad Bhagavatam. Now all of you know the Pandavas. What are their names? In line, huh? Don't tell anything. In line. Once more, you know the five Pandavas, isn't it? They were very great devotees of Lord Krishna, right? Very great devotees, so great that every time Krishna was there with them. Have you seen sometime Krishna was not there with them? In every pastime, if you go to Mahabharata, so all the most of the pastimes, and specifically in the difficulties, Krishna was always there with them. He loved them so much. Just see, he loved Arjuna so much, he is speaking like this with Arjuna Bhagavad Gita. Means see how great Arjuna is. He is standing next to Krishna and Krishna himself is telling Bhagavad Gita. Just imagine how great Arjuna is. And this Arjuna, he had a son called, anyone knows?
Abhimanyu.
Yes, Abhimanyu. Abhimanyu was the son of Arjuna. And he had a very beautiful wife called Uttara. Yes, Uttara. I'm not talking about Arjuna's wife. I'm talking about Arjuna's son's wife. Who is Arjuna's wife? Draupadi. She said Draupadi. Arjuna's son is Abhimanyu. And Abhimanyu's wife is
Uttara.
Is it clear? Who is Arjuna's son?
Abhimanyu.
Who is Abhimanyu's wife?
Uttara.
Okay. They both were also good devotees. But Abhimanyu was killed in the battlefield. I am not telling the detailed stories of Mahabharata because I am going to Srimad Bhagavatam. Abhimanyu was killed in the battlefield. And what happened is at the end of Mahabharata war, who won? Pandavas. Pandavas won the war, isn't it? But so the Kauravas, everyone lost and most of them were killed. But there were some survivors in that. One was Ashwatthama. You know Ashwatthama? He was the son of Drona. He was the son of Dronacharya. Dronacharya was the teacher of Arjuna. Understood? Dronacharya was the teacher of who?
Arjuna.
And Drona's son was Ashwatthama. And this Ashwatthama, he was very sad. Not sad, you can say. Basically, for two reasons, he was not very happy. One was, he was one of the leaders of the Kuru army. That is the Kauravas army. And Kauravas lost the battlefield. So, he was very sad. And second thing, he was his father. Who was his father?
Dronacharya.
Dronacharya was unlawfully, Dronacharya was killed by, who remembers?
Arjuna.
Yeah, what is that friend's name? Yes. Yeah. Okay, anyway, at least he remembered that. Dronacharya had a friend called Drupada. Drupada had two children. One was Draupadi and one was Drishtadyumna. And Drishtadyumna, Draupadi was married to Arjuna, and Drishtadyumna, the main purpose of his birth was to kill whom? Dronacharya. So Ashwatthama was very angry. Why? Because his father was killed by Drishtadyumna, and not only that, the Kauravas also lost the army in spite of he being one of the leaders. So what happened? He thought, I will take revenge. He wanted to take revenge. So what happened? Is this a good quality? No. So he wanted to take revenge. So he closed his eyes. He was thinking, what I will do now? At that time, he remembered. And not only that, he also did one more very bad act. Because he was not able to defeat the Pandavas. The Pandavas were very powerful because they were exalted devotees of Krishna. So, he could not fight with the Pandavas. So, you know what he did? One day in the night, he went, when everyone were sleeping, he went and chopped off the heads of the 5 sons of Pandavas. The Pandavas, each Pandava had 5 sons. They had sons together. They were 5 children of the Pandavas with Draupadi. Are you following what I am saying? So, Ashwatthama, he went in the night and he chopped off the heads. When they all were sleeping, he went and chopped off the heads of the sons of Pandavas. And this heinous act, it is said. It's the most worst act. This act, even Duryodhana was not happy. He said, what is this? You killed them when they were sleeping. Even Duryodhana, who never follows laws. But even for this, even he was not happy. And Arjuna, what did he do? When he came to know that his sons were killed by Ashwatthama. So, Draupadi and just imagine the condition of Draupadi. All her 5 sons were killed in the night. Just imagine how it will be, how her state of mind will be. And Arjuna, he went to search Ashwatthama. At that time, he went with whom? Whenever they are in trouble, who is there? So, Krishna was driving the chariot of Arjuna. What is Krishna's name when he drives the chariot of Arjuna?
Partha
Sarathi. Sarathi means charioteer, the one who drives the chariot. Sarathi. Sarathi means one who drives the chariot, and Partha is the name of Arjuna. Who knows why Arjuna has a name called Partha? Pratha. His mother's name was Pratha. And Pratha has one more name. What is the name? What? You told, na? Somebody told? Kunti. So, Kunti is the mother of Arjuna. And she has one more name called Pratha. And that is why her son's name is Partha. And Partha's driver is Krishna. And the name of, in Sanskrit for driver, we call Sarathi. Since he is the Sarathi of Partha, so he is also called as Partha Sarathi. Understood? So, you understood the name? Partha Sarathi. Krishna has many names and each name has a meaning. So, Krishna, he was driving the chariot of Arjuna and they were going behind Ashwatthama. And what did Ashwatthama do? He was scared. Oh, Arjuna is behind me. Arjuna is very powerful. So, he thought, Arjuna is behind me. So, Ashwatthama, who was his father?
Dronacharya.
Yeah. And Dronacharya, he was a teacher of which art? What was he very good at teaching? Archery. So, and who was his most favorite student?
Arjuna.
And you know why Arjuna was his favorite student? Because even in the night, he would practice. He will not waste time. What you and I do, if we get time, immediately TV is on. That is waste of time. So what happens? This Arjuna, in the night also, he would keep on practicing how to aim at the right spot. He could see from here the eye of a parrot. That sharp was his vision. Because he was concentrating. You know why you people don't get good marks in your exam? Because you don't concentrate. And how will you be able to concentrate? Only if you chant the names of Krishna. What will happen? You will concentrate and you will get 100 out of 100 in maths. You don't concentrate because you don't chant properly. When you are chanting, what you are thinking? When will this round finish? It's over. That is what we feel, isn't it? That is why we don't get good marks. We are not smart. That is the only reason. If you chant the names of Krishna, you will be a scholar. 100 out of 100, definite. But because you are not doing, so you don't get. Because you don't concentrate. How you will be able to concentrate? Only if you take the names of Krishna. Krishna will give you the power to concentrate. So, now speaking about Arjuna. Where were we? He was? Yeah, so he was behind Ashwatthama. Because Arjuna was a very good student, he could learn all the techniques and all the arts from Dronacharya. Very, very difficult arts also he was able to do it. Like Brahmastra, how to shoot Brahmastra and how to get it back. Brahmastra means it's a weapon. It is more thousands of times powerful than your nuclear weapon. And it is so nice, I mean, it is, what to say, it is so perfect that if you aim at, suppose, somebody, it will only destroy that person, it will not destroy anyone even around. You can, it depends on how you aim at it. And it can also destroy the whole world also. It's that powerful, Brahmastra. And Arjuna knew how to use Brahmastra as well as withdraw it. Withdraw means if you don't want, you can take it back. But Ashwatthama, he was not such a good student. Although he was the son of Drona, but still he could only shoot Brahmastra, but he couldn't withdraw it. So what happened? Now Ashwatthama was, and Brahmastra is a weapon, you should not just use it ordinarily. You should use only when it is really required for protection. But Ashwatthama, for, and that also for the protection of people, not for your self-protection. So this Arjuna, this Ashwatthama, what did he do? Because Arjuna was behind him, he was very scared. So what he did? He released Brahmastra. So he released Brahmastra, but he did not know to withdraw it. So at that time, what happened? Krishna, he told Arjuna, you release the Brahmastra so that will counteract that Brahmastra and every situation will be solved. Are you following what I am saying? Are you following? No. Anyway, basically this Brahmastra was withdrawn by, both the Brahmastras were withdrawn back by Arjuna. Then Arjuna caught hold of Ashwatthama. Then he went as a prisoner. And he took in front of Draupadi, and then Draupadi, although her five sons were killed, but still, you know what she said, that you don't do anything for Ashwatthama because he is our guru's son. This was her feeling. This is the feeling of a devotee. If you and I were there, what we will do? Immediately cut him off, chop him off. Isn't it? You don't wait, give me the sword, I will chop him off. But Draupadi, she is worshipped by the sages, by all the acharyas. Why? Because she said, oh, if he is killed, his mother will be sad like me. What is the use of killing him? So at that time, Arjuna, under the instruction of Krishna, you know what he did? Ashwatthama had a jewel around his forehead. So he just removed that jewel. And that jewel was giving him all the powers. So he removed the jewel and Ashwatthama was released. But Ashwatthama was not happy with this. You know what he did? Again he wanted to fire Brahmastra. There was the last child remaining in the Pandava family. All the five sons of Draupadi were killed. But there was one child remaining. Who's? Abhimanyu's Uttaras. Very good. That was the last heir of Pandavas. So, and that child was in the womb of Uttara. Womb is the place where the child takes birth. So the child was there in the womb of Uttara, and Ashwatthama was firing the Brahmastra to kill that child. And Brahmastra is so powerful, it will kill the child, it will not even affect the mother. So this is how he aimed at it. So then that Brahmastra went. And it was at that time Uttara, she came shouting, Krishna, please protect me. She came running to Krishna. So at that time Krishna, he went inside the womb, he went inside the body of Uttara. So he went right to the womb, and with his chakra and his gada, the name of what is the chakra's name of Krishna? Sudarshana. What is the name of gada? Kaumodaki. So with that, he protected the child from being killed by the Brahmastra. And this child, right in the womb of Uttara, it is not even born. At that time itself, it saw Krishna. So just see how blessed that child is. He is the grandson of whom? Arjuna. And right from the womb itself, he saw Krishna. Very beautiful form of Krishna, with the yellow pitambar, then the beautiful ankle bells, then the pearls, then the flute, and all his arms, and his crown, and his peacock feather, everything Parikshit Maharaj saw in the womb of his mother itself. Then Parikshit Maharaj was born. And after he was born, they had a very beautiful birthday ceremony. Yudhishthir Maharaj made a very grand festival for naming Parikshit Maharaj. And then the child who was born out of Uttara was Parikshit. So this Parikshit, he grew up, he was very scholarly, he knew everything, and he was, and most of all, he was a very great devotee, because he had seen Krishna right from his birth, in fact before his birth. And you know what, when as a child, you know what, he wouldn't play games. He wouldn't waste his time playing games and seeing TV and seeing all the video games and all cartoons and all those things. That is all wastage of time. An intelligent child, a girl or boy, will not waste time like that. You know, Parikshit was very intelligent. You know what he used to do? He had deities of Radha Krishna. And he used to take care of them from his childhood. He had such good qualities when he grew up. And then he became the king, the future king after the Pandavas. He became the king and he took care of the whole universe. And he had such a good heart. Everyone was happy when he was the king. In fact, once he went to see, is everyone protected? At that time, one Kali personified, he was trying to kill a bull and a cow. At that time, he protected them also. Parikshit Maharaj. So this way, this is how he was protecting. And then after this, one day, Parikshit Maharaj went for hunting. And he was very thirsty. He went the whole day and he was very thirsty. He was sweating and he wanted water. At that time, he came and saw there was a hermitage of Samika Rishi. And that Rishi was completely in trance, in Samadhi. He was thinking, he was chanting the names of the Lord. At that time, Parikshit Maharaj came there, and because he was completely in trance, he did not even see the emperor is here. Parikshit Maharaj was there, Parikshit Maharaj was welcomed by everyone. Everyone was ready to give him so many things. But the sage was completely in trance. That time Parikshit Maharaj thought, what is this? The sage has not even welcomed me. He has not even questioned me. And nothing of that, he has not even given me a glass of water. At that time Parikshit Maharaj, what did he do? There one dead snake was there. He took the dead snake's body and he put it as a garland around that Samika Rishi. And what did he do? He went back to his palace. In the meantime, this Samika Rishi, he had a son called Sringi. And the Sringi, he was a Brahmin boy. Very powerful. Why? Because he was constantly chanting the names of the Lord. So he got so angry that his father was being garlanded by a dead snake. He took the waters of a river called Kaushika and he cursed the king Parikshit Maharaj. And what was the curse? He said that in 7 days he will be killed by a snake bird. So now Parikshit Maharaj will live only for 7 days. And after giving the curse, Sringi also felt very sad. Oh, what have I done? And all these acts, Parikshit Maharaj getting thirsty. Do you think a pure devotee ever gets thirsty? No. But all these acts was done because of the influence of Kali. And most of all, it was the desire of Krishna. Then this boy, he came running to in front of his father. What was the father's name? Yes, Samika Rishi. He came running to this Samika Rishi and he said, "Father, father, what an act I have done." But then Samika Rishi said, "Why you did like that? He is the emperor. If the emperor dies, who will take care of everyone? And Parikshit Maharaj is such a great devotee." So Samika Rishi sent for a messenger to the palace, telling Parikshit Maharaj that in 7 days you are going to die. So then Parikshit Maharaj also, when he went to the palace, he also regretted. He felt, "Oh, I am so sorry. What have I done? I put a snake's body around a sage." He also did only, he didn't do purposely. It was done by, due to the influence of Kali, and why? It was the desire of Krishna. So Parikshit Maharaj was also regretting. And the moment he knew that in 7 days he will be killed, you know what he did? He's going to, just imagine if you and I, we know that in 7 days we are going to die. What we will do? We'll go to all the ice cream shops. We'll think, "Oh, what is remaining? I have to eat. What, which cycle I have to go? Which SL world I have to go?" All big lists we have, isn't it? We'll go and do all those things. But you know what Parikshit Maharaj did? He gave up all his royal robes. He gave up his crown. He gave up everything. He wore very simple dress. And he went to the banks of Ganga. He decided that for 7 days and 7 nights, I am not going to drink water. I am not going to eat. I am just going to think of the Lord. And what he does, we will tell tomorrow. Parikshit Maharaj ki.
Jai.